Welcome everybody to the March 1st, 2023 Citizen Review Committee meeting. I'm Candace Avalos. My pronouns are she, her. I am the chair. We're going to go around and do intros of the folks in the panelists and then members of the community who are watching. Please go ahead and introduce yourself in the chat while we have that open. So I will call your names and you'll say name, pronouns, position, and what part of Portland you hail from, also Northeast Portland. We're gonna do Greg, Taylor, Kira.
Hey everybody, Greg Griffin. I'm a CRC member. I live in North Portland on the Columbia.
Hi everyone, Taylor Snell, he, him pronouns. I'm CRC member and I live in Selwood.
Hi, I'm Kira. I'm she, her, her pronouns, and I live in East County.
Okay, let's do Yume, Chris, Julie.
Yume Delgado, he, him. I'm the CRC vice chair, and I also lead the Transition Future work group.
Chris Pekarski. I live in Southeast Portland. I'm a CRC member. He, him pronouns.
Julie Fox, she, her, CRC member, Southwest Portland.
Vadim, David, and Ross.
Hi, everybody. Vadim Mazursky, Southwest Portland.
David Nguyen, IPR staff. I use he, him pronouns.
Hey, everybody. Ross Caldwell, he, him, IPR.
Thanks, everyone. Again, members of the community, now's your time to introduce yourself in the chat box while that is open and available. We will go ahead and move forward. We have a light agenda today. I sent over email that I'm going to try to keep us until only six. That way, folks like myself who wish to go to the town hall today can participate. Starts at six. PSEP is hosting it on gun detection technology. So with that, let's move forward. We've got one set of minutes to approve, which is for the February 1st, 2023 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those?
I move.
I'll second.
Oh,
I beat you.
It's a tie. It's a
Got
tie.
It. But
oh, no. I'm giving it to Chris just because he's new. How's that?
Okay. We'll let him have it.
All right, moved by Julie, seconded by Chris. We'll do a roll call vote. I vote aye. Julie?
Aye.
Vadim?
Yes.
Greg?
Aye.
Yume?
Aye.
Chris?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Kira?
Aye.
Okay, with a vote of 800, that passes. All right, and then we'll go ahead and move into the director's report. Go ahead, Ross.
Thank you much. Just a couple of things. We're continuing to see kind of an uptick in complaints. It feels kind of anecdotally a lot like it did pre-pandemic with the types of complaints that we're seeing come in and kind of the frequency with which they're coming in. So we're keeping an eye on that to see if we truly are back to kind of pre-pandemic levels or if this is kind of a blip. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see as the weather warms up, you know, generally people are outside more, have more contacts with law enforcement, more potential complaints come out of that. And I think that's usually when we've seen kind of a rise in past years when things were kind of more normal, statistically speaking. So keeping an eye on that. There was the status conference yesterday with Judge Simon on the settlement agreement. I was able to go to most of that, but not all of it. They talked about body cams and pre-review and kind of gave an update to the judge on where they're at with those things. The city and DOJ both reported progress being made toward a monitor, but that is not completely sorted out yet. I think the city and DOJ are going to continue to work on that going forward. And I think a lot of people have probably heard about this, but Dennis Rosenbaum from Kokol is retiring at the end of June. So I think that the city's going to move to a monitor, I think that there's some indication that people would like that to kind of go from Kokol to a monitor and not have too much downtime in between, which would kind of be problematic. So I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people paying attention to maybe trying to get this done relatively quickly. So I would expect you, everybody will hear more about that before too long. Other than that, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that has volunteered for PRBs, much appreciated. The other thing I wanted to mention, we talked to Candace and Yume about this yesterday, earlier this week, I think it was yesterday, the OIR group's latest report, which are reports of reviewing officer-involved shooting incidents and the investigations of those, is done, and we are working to get that out. We're hoping to get it out late this week, but more likely it'll be early next week. And then there's going to be, that report will be presented to City Council. We don't have a date locked down on that, but we'll get that to you as soon as we can. We're trying to kind of get that date locked down. And then we're going to send the report out to everybody, including to all of you. And then there's also, we also do a public meeting for that report. And I think the plan at this point is to do that in your May meeting. So we'll give you more information about this report once we get it out. And we'll do kind of a, you know, a little press release and all that kind of stuff. But we would appreciate your help in spreading the word. I think these reports are really, really important. They're looking at officer-involved shootings, which are obviously the most kind of extreme and intense and, you know, emotional things that can happen between law enforcement and the community. So it's really, it's heavy stuff, but I think the report's around 100 pages. So it's a long report, but it's really, really, really worth the read. They really get into, you know, PPB tactics and things like that, and they make a lot of important recommendations. And the OIR group, I think this is their 8th report. So they've been analyzing these officer-involved shootings in Portland for a long time now, and they have a lot of history of kind of looking at PPB tactics. So we'll get that out to you and have more discussion of it going forward. Any questions about any of that for me? Okay. Thank you.
All right. So let's go ahead and move forward with the chair's report. I think current state of the CRC is that we just continue to do what we're doing, keep our heads down while we just manage all of the uncertainty around us. I think we've talked over and over about us needing to just not create work for ourselves that will not go anywhere. And I think because there's a lot of moving parts right now, focusing on our transition report is key. So we kind of talked about that at the leadership meeting with Yume and IPR about, you know, what are we taking on? What's our capacity? And I think we're all on the same page that we want to just continue forward with what we're working on right now. As Ross mentioned, we are for now going to go ahead and schedule that May will be when the OIS report will be delivered here to a public audience. Putting it during a regular CRC meeting makes it simple for folks to attend, it being virtual, and just the fact that we can provide a platform for this conversation with the public. So more details will come about in the coming weeks as the report gets sent out and we all have time to digest it. But for now, we're planning for May. And something that just occurred to me that I didn't bring up yesterday in our meeting is the Oregon Justice Resource Center?
Yes.
Oregon Justice Okay, I was like, what is that acronym? They have offered to provide a report on gun detection technology that they have created provide like a report out, if you will. Originally I was like, let's do it in April. And then we were going to maybe do this hearing, but now that we're moving that, maybe we do that in April. So I will kind of work through those details, but essentially a similar situation where just providing a platform for the conversation. We're not super involved right now as a CRC on those issues, but it's obviously adjacent to our work. And that's why I want us to go to the PSEP meeting and just kind of hear what the community is saying and how the PSEP is planning on engaging on that issue. So I will let you all know soon what we're planning to do for April. Let's see, next month will be election time for the CRC. So again, that is for the chair, the vice chair, and the recorder. So consider now if you are interested in either running for re-election or wanting to put your name in the hat in general, please reach out to any of us if you are interested in a position that we are currently holding. If you are curious about it or interested, we're happy to talk to you about it. But that is April. Every year we do that in April, so we will make sure that that happens at the next meeting. Also, I have here a note that I don't know if this was resolved. Was it resolved that we have somebody for the Community Police Academy, or do we need that still?
I was going to bring that up in new business, but we can do it now. Yeah. So they are having another Community Police Academy. Everyone on CRC is eventually required to do it, but my understanding is that they're still holding enforcement of that in abeyance for PRVs, at least for the time being. But it would be good for all of us to make sure that we've done that training. So Greg and I think, went last year. Taylor went last winter. I think Candace is going to the one in May. We have, we were allotted two slots at that session. So we have one more slot. It's Saturday, May 13th, and it's an all day thing. It usually goes from about 8 to 4, I believe. So if you have not done your Community Academy and you are available that day, please let me know and we'll get you slotted in. Otherwise, we're going to have to give that slot up to one of the other acronym boards in the city. So I know, Chris, you said that probably wasn't a great day for you, but Kira, if you'd like to go, or Julie or Vadim, if you want to go and do a refresher course, let me know. I'm assuming you two probably did yours back in the day. But I do need to get back to them this week, hopefully.
Okay. I really did another one, so I've done two actually, so I'm good for a while.
All right, sounds good. And Julie, I know you mentioned that you wanted to get on the list for ride-alongs. They haven't really set up a formal process for that, but yeah. Anytime I interface with learning and development, I kind of remind them, hey, keep us posted on that. So
yeah, that would be great. I'm not sure how I didn't get to do one like initially, and then COVID and
yeah.
But I would really like to do one.
I can help coordinate that, by the way. So I'll get back to you, Julie.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Candace and Vadim, I think you've done your ride-alongs previously, correct? Okay.
Yeah, awesome. It's been a while, but yeah.
Okay.
I did it like in 2018, so I'll probably sign up for another one soon.
Awesome. So David and I are just trying to keep an eye on that in conjunction with PPB. So that's all I got.
Thanks for getting all that put together, Yume. Okay, I think that's all for my updates. So we'll go ahead and move into new business. I will just open this conversation to say that, everybody, I've gotten different emails from folks of just folks dealing with some stuff. I'm dealing with some stuff. So I know that it's a little bit of a slog just kind of getting in the rhythm of putting things in the document. I just want to absolve you of any guilt you might feel. All of us are working through being able to add to the document. So continue to just do what you can. I think this is just a quick check-in to just see if there are any questions and if any of the groups want to present on things that they've added that they want some feedback from the larger group on. But overall, I think we're just going to continue to move forward and folks will work. Everyone's got their assigned sections and they just gotta find time to work on them. So with that, I'll start with ours. I think ours isn't too different. This is transition past. Isn't too different than what it was last time. There's definitely been some work by our non-CRC member. He's working real hard. thank God for him. So here's the, let me get the link to you. Is this the right link? Yeah. So here's the link to that one. So everything that we talked about last month is basically the same. The only updates are that Mike has been putting in a ton of work in his sections, and then the rest of us are just, we just got to get to it. So nothing really to bring to the group unless anyone else in that work group wants to bring anything forward to the group. In a meeting. Hi. In a meeting. Okay, bye. Okay. Was there anything? No? Great. How about transition future?
I would say we're kind of in the same spot. We came up with an outline at our last meeting with, I think Chris was there, and Dan Handelman from Portland Cop Watch was also able to join us, and he had some very good feedback. Chris, I saw you got one. You and Julie were able to get the section on standard of review set. I've got about half of my bullet points done. And then once I get done with the other half, I will start doing the stuff that I owe you on transition past. And then also, I think I'm going to try, if I can, to sit in on the recurring audit meeting, which I believe is tomorrow, correct? Yeah. So that's it for transition future.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't make recurring audit. Lots going on. I'm going to try to make it tomorrow. Recurring audit, do you have any updates for us?
We are set and excited to meet tomorrow. I was able to get a little bit of a history lesson from Dan Handelman about the history of recurring audit. So I feel like we're in a good space, and just want to say shout out and thank you to him for taking time to be able to give a little guidance and direction for our committee tomorrow.
Perfect. Great. Well, everyone's chugging along. Keep doing your thing. Any other final thoughts on that? Questions, needs? Okay. With that, is there any other business that folks want to discuss before we do public comment? Okay. Let me say, ahead of folks signing up for public comment, I see that we've got a couple folks here from the PAC. I saw there was some hubbub in City Hall. I'm not really sure what's going on there, or I know that there were some things that the PAC was putting forward to City Council to approve, but I'm not up to speed. So I would love if any folks that are giving public comment, if you could give us any of that information on what's going on in PAC, that would be appreciated. So with that, I will open up the floor. Please raise your hand if you'd like to be called for public comment. And Greg, you are keeping some time. Let's give folks about 3 minutes. But given that I'm asking public commenters for more information, if we go a little over, that's fine. Okay. And we'll start with Mr. Handelman. Here you are. You are free to speak.
I got the time going.
Mr. Handelman, you're up.
Yeah, I didn't see. I had my telephone instrument muted and I wasn't looking at the screen. Thank you. This is Dan Handelman. I use he, him pronouns. I'm with the group Portland Cop Watch. Thank you for the kind words earlier for the folks who invited me to help CRC with some of its work. I did not, even though I talked with Ms. Pappas earlier today, I didn't realize there's a meeting tomorrow, and I don't know whether it's a public meeting. I didn't see any notice go out about it. So if the public's allowed to be at that meeting, I'd be interested to find out when it is. I'm not sure I understood the comment that was made by Co-Chair Delegato about the trainings for the public being held in abeyance because of the police review board. Maybe I misunderstood it. Maybe that means that if you haven't gone to one, you cannot be on a police review board. I think that's what it meant. I also noticed that the director's report lists 14 out of the 17 shootings that happened in the last 2 years by the Portland police as not having gone to the police review board yet. And the compliance officer's report that came out reporting on the third quarter of 2022 said there were no police review boards held at all between July and September of last year, which is astonishing considering how many cases there are that go through where there's, you know, either deadly force or some other kind of activity by the police that requires scrutiny by the public. And I don't know why there were no hearings during that entire quarter. The OIR group, I pasted into the chat the section of the city code about the OIR reviews of deadly force incidents, and it says the director and CRC shall review these recommendations to see if there's any follow-up needed. CRC used to do follow-up reports on the previous consultants and hasn't really done anything like that for well over 10 years, I think. So I'm hoping that you will take that task seriously that's written for you in the city code. And also the city code says that the CRC is supposed to help the director write the quarterly and annual reports. And I hope that maybe the staff will involve you in writing those reports as the next ones come up. I saw the most recent one came out about a week ago. And to answer Chair Avalos's question about the City Council and the PAC, this morning there was a quarterly report presented by the PAC to City Council that included a request that was made unanimously by the members of the PAC. And, you know, for full disclosure, I am one of those members, but I can just report to you what I saw because I didn't attend as a participant, that they were asking for the deadline to finish the work to be aligned with what is written in the city, in the DOJ agreement that gave 18 months from the time that Judge Simon signed off on those amendments last year, which would be October of this year. Instead, the city keeps saying that the deadline is June, and that would cause a lot of what people were describing as resignations, because there would have to be more than two meetings a week. There would have to go up to three meetings a week or more. And the city council did not take action on that today. And only one commissioner expressed support for extending the deadline or aligning the deadline more appropriately. The hubbub that happened was there were some people who came in to talk about the cruel policy that Commissioner Gonzalez has set up where they're not handing out tents to houseless people anymore in the middle of winter. The mayor did not take kindly to them trying to bring that up during a report back about the commission. So that testimony kind of got shouted down and gaveled down, and then city council moved to virtual after several interruptions, which is too bad because that's an important issue. But it just wasn't the issue that was on the floor. I hope that helps answer your question. Thank you.
Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
It does, but I have a follow-up. And because, yes, I did read that Oregonian article. But are you saying that so they did not make a decision to extend the deadline? So as of right now, the deadline for PAC is still June?
They technically could not have made that decision on the spot because that deadline is written in a resolution that council passed last March. So they have to put another resolution on the city council agenda with time for the public to know it's coming up and then allow public comment on it. So as of now, that is correct. The deadline is still where it was. But, I think that they were encouraging members of the community that agree that they need more time to do a good job to weigh in on it. So think about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. I can answer Dan's question about ride-alongs and Community Academy. So my understanding, and David and Ross can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but my understanding is that one of the pre-COVID requirements to sit on PRBs was that you both do a ride-along and attend Community Academy. And when City Council passed emergency resolutions in 2020, one of the things that they temporarily suspended were those two requirements. So at this juncture, I have not been made aware of any changes to that emergency resolution, but presumably that time will come soon enough. And so I'm trying to make sure that everybody is kind of ready to go when that happens. There is no formal ride-along program, so that's a much more ad hoc thing, but Community Academy is going. There's a huge backlog. I mean, city commissioners have not done it yet in some cases. When I did mine, I went through with Mingus Maps because he'd been on council for like a year and still hadn't had an opportunity to go. So that's why they're only giving us one or two slots per session. And so that's why it's so important that we take advantage of those.
Yeah, totally right. Thanks, Yume.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Handelman. Last call for members of the public to give comment. If so, raise your hand. Okay. Then with that, we have exhausted our agenda and we are adjourned. And I hope to see some of you at the PSAP event in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, Candace.
Bye.